Well, this week is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we have in our studio with us Blaine Johnson. Blaine is the Lacaparral Emergency Manager Director. Is that right, Blaine?
That's right, yep.
How long have you been a manager director?
Just over 4 years now. It's actually 4 years, I think, this week. So
okay.
It's been a ride, that's for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in the studio to talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week and what your job is and what we need to talk about to let the public know what to do in case severe weather happens during the summer here or any spring, summer, fall.
Yeah, it could be anything. Yeah, absolutely.
What do we have today?
So every year, you know, we do this every year, and it's a good right before we do it in the spring, right before the severe summer weather hits. So usually the first, second, third week in April. And basically what it is, the National Weather Service and then the Department of Public Safety get together and they want to promote awareness of severe weather that always seems to strike the Midwest. And so they split each day into different categories and each day focuses on a different topic.
Okay.
So,
yeah, why don't you go through those topics this week?
Sure. So Monday is alerts and warnings. So how do you receive alerts and warnings when severe weather is coming at you? Make sure you know how to get those. Tuesday's severe weather, lightning and hail. So some facts on that and make sure you're aware of how those things happen and the dangers of having those happen. Wednesday is flooding. We all know about flooding. Thursday is the fun one. Everybody says tornadoes, statewide tornado drill that day. So everybody's pretty busy. And then Friday is extreme heat, which also comes with severe weather. That can be pretty bad as well. So that's pretty much the week in a nutshell.
All right. And so what is your job as an emergency manager director, Blaine?
So basically what I do for the county is I work with all the first response agencies on kind of enhancing and developing plans. So what do we do after a disaster strikes and what do we do to prepare for that and kind of helping write grants and prepare for things that are going to help hopefully spare the community if something happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we work together a lot on that. We have community meetings that revolve around kind of identifying threats that are in the community. I work a lot with the local law enforcement and sheriff's offices. We manage the sirens in town. I do a lot of Facebook. If you guys are on Facebook, hit up Lacaparral County Emergency Management.
Okay.
We like to put a lot of stuff out on that. Just basically responding to, and it's actually more preparing for emergencies, you know, so that when we do respond, it's a lot easier and quicker and more efficient and saves the community money.
And law enforcement and firemen and EMTs, they practice. There is a plan, and they practice year round for things that could come up, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. People don't realize how much they practice, but especially in the rural community, you know, it's all these volunteer people come in, and it's really good to see. So they're dedicated.
All right. What else would you like to talk about today?
So I wanted to hit on Monday, which is today. You might have just gotten at 2:30 a mass alert from our LENS, our Lacaparral Emergency Notification System. And that was just to test and see how far of a reach we have with our system and see who it went to, and then that gives us a chance on the back side to change any phone numbers or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
People are always leaving and coming into town, so we like to keep that list as updated as possible.
And that's the LENS?
Yeah, okay. Lacaparral Emergency Notification System.
I got a question.
Sure.
Can I interrupt you here?
When
I get that on my cell phone, it always asks me to reply.
Sure.
And what's the reason for that? And do I need to reply?
So you do.
That you got the message.
I would like you to reply, and it's just kind of a personal thing. It really helps us see who's got the message. Like it will say on our side, Paul Ramo has received this message, but we can't tell if it says the phone received it, but we don't know if you actually did.
Oh,
so it helps us out.
So I need to reply, yes, I've received this.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I've always wondered about that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not a big deal if you can't do that,
right.
But it really helps us out on our side. So,
If
anybody wants any information on that or how to sign up for that, go to the county website, which is lqpco.com. And navigate to the emergency management page, and it's right there to sign up.
Yep, and it's easy to sign up.
It is, yeah.
And it's free?
Yep, it's free, and it will just alert you with when severe weather is coming. It gives law enforcement and myself a chance to send out urgent messaging to the public that needs to get out, whether it's an abducted child or something like that, we can get it out real quick.
Okay, good. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So Tuesday, severe weather. I wanted to touch on making a plan. We grew up on the plains, so we know what severe weather is, but make sure, I don't even know if I have a kit in my car. I shouldn't say that live, but make sure to have a kit. I'm going to do that now.
Okay.
Run over to Ace, but make sure you have flashlights and batteries and things like that. So if you get stuck or you end up in some severe weather, pull over and wait for it to pass.
So, yeah, it's always good to have a first aid kit in your car and stuff like that, right?
Blankets for winter and things like that. Okay. And I just put it in a Tupperware box and keep it in the truck. So
good idea.
Yeah.
I better do that too then.
Okay. We better go together.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Wednesday's flooding. We luckily had no flooding this year. Mm. It's been a very good year for that.
Really?
So the rivers have been down and I did want to touch on one thing with flooding. In Dawson, the emergency manager for Dawson, which is Andy Stock, and I had been working on getting a kind of a new gauge reading for Dawson. Mm. So it basically now Dawson has flood stage, minor stage, moderate stage, and major. And so they actually will take a computer program and run the numbers. And so during spring flood season, they'll actually project how high the river is supposed to get in Dawson now.
Oh, wow.
And before, they never had that. It was just a pure reading. So that's pretty exciting that we can potentially see how high the river is going to get.
Okay.
And Thursday is the big one, Tornado Day. We're going to have two tornado drills statewide, one at 1:45 in the afternoon. And then one at 6:45 at night. So that gives businesses a chance to prepare and respond. And
is that why there's two of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the homes at night.
Okay.
So,
talk about the sirens.
Yeah. So we're going to have a kind of an unusual siren test today. We're going to be, I'll be up in the city hall.
On Monday?
Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Okay.
Yep, Thursday at 1:45. We're going to be manually setting it off this year. And the purpose for that is a couple of things. We want to test, there's actually three different tones on that siren that usually it's one constant blare. It'll blow and it'll keep that tone for 3 minutes and shut off.
Mm-hmm. And this is in Madison?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
And then we want to test the other couple tones, make sure they're still working, test simulated power failure, see if the backup batteries have enough juice to keep the siren going for 3 minutes. And then some of the automated shutoffs, we want to test those, and a simulated VHF failure, which is a fancy term for the communication pathway not quite working.
You better have some ear protection then when you're out there.
It will last for a little while, so it might last for 10, 15 minutes.
Now, when someone hears a siren, what should they do? What does that mean?
So,
is it the same for every community?
It varies a little bit, but generally there's either been a confirmed tornado touchdown or radar indicated rotation, and that comes from the National Weather Service.
Okay.
But it is meant for outdoor use. A lot of people say they call in and they say I can't hear it inside. Well, they weren't meant to go through walls, so it's more for outdoor. They're outdoor warning sirens.
Okay.
So. Yeah. And that's why you got to sign up for some of our notification systems. So if you are inside or sleeping, you can receive those alerts when you're inside.
Good. And that was Thursday with the statewide tornado drills.
Yeah, and then Friday's extreme heat. I've got a feeling for some reason this year is going to be hot and dry.
Don't say that.
Some of the
I hate hot weather.
I do too. I hear you.
Okay.
So make sure you guys have plenty of water, especially pets. People forget about their pets, and they're just like humans, they need to be in cool areas, provided water too. So now you got some other people coming on to talk about that. But
okay.
So that's in a nutshell what Severe Weather Awareness Week is. So I encourage everybody to make a plan and sign up for our notifications and prepare along with the rest of the state.
All right. Now, how can people sign up for the lens again?
For
Lockhart County now.
Yep. They can either call the office or go to the website.
Okay.
So my office number is 320-598-7171.
Okay. And what's that website again, Blaine?
LQP lockapparalco.com. So yeah. Lockapparal County.
And you always encourage all Lockapparal County residents to do sign up for that.
Absolutely. Yep. Sign up, and you can put a snooze feature if you get annoyed by it during certain times. Because sometimes they'll hit you a couple times with an alert. You can have a segment of time where you snooze it and you don't.
Nope, I don't hit the snooze button.
Good. I encourage you not to. But, that is about it for me here, okay. Paul. I appreciate the time today, though.
Yeah, and we appreciate all the work that you do, Blaine, and all the people in Lockapparal County that keep us safe. And it's always good to know that if there's an emergency, that there's a plan. That right. happens. So,
right. Yeah. Good. If anybody has any questions or comments or wants to get in touch with the office, feel free to call and we'll help you through personal home or business plans that you need to develop. Right. So we're here to help.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Blaine, for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
That's Blaine Johnson, the Lockapparal Emergency Manager Director here on Severe Weather Awareness Week.